We look at the university, 60% of baccalaureate degrees are going to women now, which is a significant shift. And in fact, university administrators are a little uncomfortable about the idea that we may be getting close to 70% female population in universities. This makes university administrators very nervous because girls don't want to go to schools that don't have boys. And so we're starting to see the establishment of men's centers and men's studies to think about how do we engage men in their experiences in the university. If you talk to faculty, they may say, they're playing video games and they're gambling online all night long and they're playing World of Warcraft and that's affecting their academic achievement, right? Guess what? Video games are not the cause. Video games are a symptom. They were turned off a long time before they got here. All right? So let's talk about why they got turned off when they were between the ages of 3 and 13. There are three reasons that I believe that boys are out of sync with the culture of schools today. The first is zero tolerance, right? Kindergarten teacher I know, her son donated all of his toys to her. And when he did, she had to go through and pull out all the little plastic guns, right? You can't have plastic knives and swords and axes and all that kind of thing in a kindergarten classroom. What is it that we're afraid that this young man is going to do with this gun? I mean, really, you know? But here he stands as testament to the fact that you can't rough house on the playground today. Now, I'm not advocating for bullies. I'm not suggesting that we need to be, you know, allowing guns and knives into school. But when we say that an Eagle Scout in a high school classroom who has a locked parked car in the parking lot and a penknife in it has to be suspended from school, I think we may have gone a little too far with zero tolerance. Another way that zero tolerance lives itself out is in the writing of boys. In a lot of classrooms today, you're not allowed to write about anything that's violent. You're not allowed to write about anything that has to do with video games. These topics are banned. Boy comes home from school and he says, I hate writing. Why do you hate writing, son? What's wrong with writing? Now I have to write what she tells me to write. Okay, well, what is she telling you to write? Poems. I have to write poems. And little moments in my life. I don't want to write that stuff. All right, well, what do you want to write? What do you want to write about? I want to write about video games. I want to write about leveling up. I want to write about this really interesting world. I want to write about a tornado that comes into our house and blows all the windows out and ruins all the furniture and kills everybody. Right? Okay. You tell a teacher that, and they'll ask you, in all seriousness, should we send this child to the psychologist? And the answer is no, he's just a boy. He's just a little boy. All right? It's not okay to write these kinds of things in classrooms today. So that's the first reason. Zero tolerance policies and the way they're lived out.